The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim Daf Nun Gimel. Today's daf is being studied by Anu Nishmata, Rabbi Yosef ben Sarah, the Rabbi Abraham ben Esther, who Hashem Tirhem began Eden Amen. Rufa Shel Imam Moshe ben Dina, Golda Bat Miriam, Sarah Bat Rachel, Sarah Bat Rachel. שלמה בן מרים, אין לפני להם, שפת הנפש, שפת הגוף, ואתם כנבא לבוא, וכן יהיה רצון ונאמר אמן. We begin today's daf on נון גימל עמוד ראשון, and we start right at the נו משנה, נודר מן התמרים. Okay, God makes a nadir against dates. תמרים. מותר בדבש תמרים. He's permissible to have honey that comes from the dates, which means תמרים is dates itself. But devash tevarim is a different item. Therefore, it's permissible to have what comes out of the date. Misitoniot. So a guy makes a neder against sitoniot. Those are winter grapes, like, which means they're still bitter. Those grapes, they have a lot of vinegar in them still because they didn't ripe yet. So he makes a neder. I'm not eating sitoniot. Mutar behomet sitoniot. He's permissible to have the vinegar because he made a neder against the grapes itself, but he's allowed to have the vinegar that comes out of the grapes. Good, that's Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera omer kol sheshem toldalto keruya alav venoder emenu asur biyotze emenu. Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera is mahbir. He says, as long as it has the father's name attached to it, so it's going to be asur as well. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera is saying, when a guy came along and said, I'm osering myself from temarim. So devash temarim also has the word temarim in it. Temarim in it, asur. The guy was to set himself from sitoniot, right? That the winter grapes. Chomet sitoniot. It has the same name in it. Therefore, it's going to be asur itself. Right? So therefore, according to Yehuda ben Betera, he's holding the bottom line. So long as the name is attached to it, so therefore, it's going to be asur. V'achamim matirim. Achamim say no, mutar. That is a very strange Mishnah. We just told you achamim matirim. That's the first Tanah. It seems you have three opinions in this Mishnah. You have Tanah Kama, Yehuda ben Betera, and then you have Hakamim. So we have to understand the construction of this Mishnah. I understand the first Shita. The item, when I say Temarim, it doesn't include Devash Temarim. When I say Sitoniyot, it doesn't include Chomet Sitoniyot. And I said Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera also. He said, no, it is, because bottom line, the name is attached. What's Hakamim Matirim? I know Hakamim Matirim. You taught me that already in the first Shita. What's the Hakamim Matirim? It's repetition. So Gemara comes along and says, before you get to that, I want to read the Ran. Look at the Ran, V'hakamim matirim. Let's go about a third of the way down. V'hakamim matirim. See ya? V'hakamim matirim, b'gemara parichanu tanakama. The Gemara is going to ask, V'hakamim matirim, the same shita as tanakama. V'ika levedak. Tanakama mani. Stop. Who is this tanakama, by the way? Lor bi Yosef, lor banan. V'hakamim, tanakama is not consistent with the shita that we learned, any shita that we learned earlier. Why? The famous machlok that we had above, when a guy makes a neder on halav, is he asur in the kum or not? Which means we just learned everybody's going to hold in a place where they call the kum kumad de halba asur. We just said in the rabbi's place, they didn't call it that. So means the rabbis agree that if the name is attached, it's going to be asur. So therefore, what's Tarekama saying? A guy makes a neder on divash, on tibarim, I'm sorry. He's mutar to have devash temarim. What are you talking about? Devash temarim has the word temarim attached. Everybody agrees when the name is attached, it should be asur. Yeah. So what's the chat here? So he says, devash temarim, v'chomis tzudot, nitzat ma'itama yishtomar. Very, very nice chiluk that Ran says here. Delo dame, it's not analogous. De'ilu gabe kum de'halav, by kum de'halav, hakum lo nishtana mitzura litzura. The kum never changed. When initially the whey was mixed in the halav together, it's still whey the way it is, but it's just mixed up in the halav. All you did is separate it, but when it's mixed up together, it's the same item. Here it's a different item, which means when you have a date, you don't have honey. The honey is a different item from the date itself. So therefore, could be the rabbis, they're going to come along and say, yeah, when a guy says halav, kum de halva, in place that call it kum de halva will be asur, because bottom line, it is the same item that it was when it was in the milk. Masha'en ken, dvash and temarim are different items. It's considered a shinui. So even though you call it dvash temarim, it's a different thing. It's not the same item. Right, the prostagan makes it a different item. Mm-hmm. The way, it is what it is when it was in the milk also, by the way. And so halav, kumad de halba, same thing, halav is halav. Masha'en ken, dvash temarim is different. That's the Rashba's answer. Then he gives another answer, his own answer. Ve'od, de bekum, כי קרו לקומד לחלב שעדיין תורת חלב עליו קרו לה, ולא להפריש בין זה לאחר שאין נקרא קום אלא זה. אבל האחה, כי אמרים דבש תמרים וחומץ תמרים, לא שיהיה עדיין תורת תמרים וסתונות עליהם, אלא להפריש בין דבש תמרים לדבש אחר. You understand what he's saying? Beautiful answer. He's saying like this, the Ran's answer. There's only one type of קום, by the way. That's the way it comes from the milk. There's not, you don't have to discern between different items. So when a guy comes along and says, I'm all sitting on myself, halba. So anything that's called halba, including kum de halba, is going to be asur. Right? Because the reason why you call it kum de halba, is only one type of kum, by the way. Okay. But they call it kum de halba. Good. So you're not saying kum de halba to discern it from anything. Masha'ekim, when a guy comes along and says, I'm all sitting myself from temarim. Right? So dvash temanim because terekam as mutar. But the word has the word temanim. No, the word temanim over there is just to discern it from other types of dvash. Right? Bee honey or this type of honey, that. That's why, right, it's more for identification purposes. Masha'ekin, when the guy says kumad de halba, I'm not saying halba, to differentiate it between this type of kum and another type of kum. No, the kum is only one type of kum. And it's called halba. It's called halba because that's what it's called. Masha'ekin, dvash temarim is not really called temarim. I'm only using the word temarim so people will know this type of one and not as opposed to something else. So therefore, when a guy makes an edit on temarim, it's like that's not what you'll say the dvash, even according to the hakamim. Okay, well now we start the Gemara. Now pay attention closely to this Gemara. Gemara begins. Hakamim hanu tanakama. Beautiful. Hakamim are tanakama. Why? What did tanakama say? Two cases. Guy says temarim, he can have the dvash temarim. Guy says sitoniyot, he can have the chometz of the sitoniyot. Last case of the Mishnah. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says both are asur. Hakamim matirim. Hakamim matirim, meaning what? The item is asur, but the thing that comes out of it mutar. What's the same shita? Hakamim, anu tarakama. Ikibenayu hadad etanya. The braita. Klal ze amar bishwaman el azar. The story of bishwaman el azar rules it. Kol shedarko le'echol. Any item that is the derech to eat, v'derech hayotze mimenu de'echon, and what comes out of it also is edible, kegon temarim udvash, like dates and honey, temarim nadar bo, if he made a neder on the temarim, asur biyotze mimenu, he's going to be asur also on what comes out of it. Noder miyotze mimenu, if he made a neder on what comes out, asur bo, he's going to be asur in what comes out. Kol she'en darko le'echol. But let's say the item is not edible. V'derech ha'yotze memenu le'echol. But only what comes out of it is edible. Noder bo en asur ela biyotze memenu. She'lo netkaven ze ela liyotze memenu. Let's get the Bishimon ben Elazar's correct. Bishimon Elazar Shita. He comes along and says like this. And here's his main hadush. You have an item, let's take the example right away, sitoniyot. The grapes themselves are not edible. They're vinegary, you can't eat them. But chometz sitoniyot is edible. I mean, the vinegar itself, they eat. The grapes themselves in this way, you don't. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar Shita is like this. When a guy comes along and says, I'm making a neder against grapes sitoniyot, you know what he means? Not the grapes. He means not what he said. He means to oser the chometz. Because that's the edible part. Now, obviously, that shita is not Tanakama. Because Tanakama said when a guy makes a neder on the grapes, the bitter grapes, the sitoniyot, sitoniyot asur, chometz mutar. Whereas the Bishamom and Azaz is going to say the opposite. The Bishamom, which is going to be Hakamim Matirim, which means Hakamim Matirim on the actual grapes themselves, and they're going to oser the derivative, the chometz. Understand the nafkamina between Tanakama and Hakamim? Tanakama holds
I said, let's see. Everybody holds on items that are edible. Temarim are edible, and the devash. I'm sorry, temarim are edible, and the devash is edible. Rabbi Shimon ben Azar going to say both are asur. By the way, both are asur. You can eat both. So therefore, it's including both. Now that's not, by the way, Tanakama, because Tanakama clearly said no. Tanakama shita is the item that you will osir. That's the item. Whether it's temarim. Whether it's sitoniyot, it's sitoniyot. Rabbi Shimon ben Azar says no. When a guy says temarim, and the devash is also edible, he's osiring everything across the board. Temarim is asur. Devash is asur. Oh, so where does he argue? He comes along and says, my contention is when a guy's osir sitoniyot, since you can't eat these items, he never meant that item. You know what he meant? Chometz. Hachamim, Tanakama argues on that. Hachamim come along and say, no. When a guy says sitoniyot, he said what he said. Sitoniyot asur, chometz mutar. Fast forward to the end of the Mishnah. The Hachamim matirim. Meaning matirim. Matir sitoniyot, but are going to be osir chometz. Which means Hachamim Matirim is another way of saying we say the exact reverse of what you said. Truth is, Hachamim Matirim is Rabbi Shimon Lazar. He's arguing really on two cases. Because he's going to argue on the Devash case as well. Because on the guy, when he says Temarim, according to Rabbi Shimon Lazar, Temarim is Asur as well as Devash. All the, whatever is edible of it is going to be Asur. Where according to the last Shita, according to the first Shita, only the item is Osir. That's basically the way to learn the Mishnah. Now we read the Ran, and he's going to speak it out all clearly. Let's read the Ran. Let's start with the Ran. 1, 2, 3, fourth line. Kach karsina belchot haramban zavaki pirusho. All right, see, we're right into the Ran already. Debeha peligi tanakama pelig ad Rabbi Shimon Azar. Right, tanakama argues on Rabbi Shimon Azar. Betarvayu, on both cases. Desvira le letanakama. Here's the key. De ben darko le'echol, ben en darko le'echol, asur bo, ve'lo biyotze memenu. Crystallize. Tanakama is very easy to remember. He's osir whatever the item you said. You don't go with yotze bo. You said temarim, temarim asur devash mutar. You said sitoniyot, sitoniyot asur, chometz mutar. That's Tanakama. Derash bishwa min azar, sevira le, no, de bishad darko le'echol, v'derech ha'yotze memenu le'echol, asu b'shneim. He said, no, when both items are edible, and the guy says, just one of them, he's osiring not only the item, but he's osiring what comes out. U'b'she'en darko le'echol, v'derech ha'yotze memenu le'echol, asur b'yotze memenu ve'lo bo. That's also b'shneim el'azar. When the item itself that he made, the nidra is not edible, but what comes out is edible, he means, and what comes out. And on that, he argues on Tanakama legamre. Remember, reverse. So it comes out, we have a fantastic machloket over here between the Tanaime, Nafkamina. Guy has these bitter grapes, that any osin, they're dead against these bitter grapes. Tanakama says, you can't eat the bitter grapes. Yeah, but they're not edible. But that's what you said, though. We're going to say what you said. What about the vinegar that comes out of them? You didn't say anything about vinegar. Vinegar mutar. Rabbi Shimon Azar says, but you kaifech. You come along and say, these are asur. What do you mean, these are asur? He needs to say these things on him. They're unedible. Ela, he meant the edible part of him. Ela, why? So therefore, the chometz that comes out is going to be asur. Now, v'Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera. Now, this is the third shitai. Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera. Where does he fit into this equation? Savala k'Rabbi Shimon b'darakol le'echol v'derech yotzim enu le'echol asur b'shnehem. He agrees with that part. Edibility on both items are going to be asur. Meaning, like a bit temarim. Temarim, dvash also. ופליג עליו בשאין דרכו לאכול ודרך היוצא ממנו לאכול. But he's going to argue on when the item itself is not edible and what comes out is edible. דרבי יהודה ותראה לא שני לה, he's not going to make a חידוק, ומצר נמי בתרוויו. רבי יהודה ותראה go say also both items. Wow, so רבי יהודה ותראה is the most מחמיד over here. רבי יהודה ותראה is osir both items regardless. When they're both edible, the die is going to osir. The Hadush says, even if only the Yotze is edible, he's still going to osiring both. And the last shita of the Mishnah, the matnitin, haynu Rabbi Shimon ben Azar, v'shiriyuta didu, ka'e, a'en darko le'echod, eshari u'gufa. Okay, so now, let's talk it out ourselves to see if we have clarity on the shitot over here. So basically, let's take the easiest shita first, the Yehuda ben Betera. Yehuda ben Betera will say everything. edible, not edible, whatever. The guy said temarim, temarim zasu, devash zasu. The guy said, what's the word? Sitoniyot, sitvaniyot, et asur, yotzebim asur also. So if you would have a mitaraz across the board. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. Let's go with Tanakama Ava Mishnah. Oh, Tanakama Ava Mishnah, the guy came along and said temarim. Okay, only temarim, only what he said. That's the basic way to crystallize Tanakama. What he said. Devash mutar. Guy said sitvaniyot, that's asur. But they're not really edible. I don't care. That's what you said. That's a sur. What comes out of it? Chometz, mutar. Good. So Tanakama's crystallized what he said. Rabbi Yehuda's crystallized both items in all cases. Hakamim. That's the last shita of the Mishnah, which is Rabbi Shimon el Azar. Oh, now when both items are edible in the Chanami, both items are going to be asur. So therefore, temarim asur, dvash asur, as well. Oh, but sitvaniyot. Here's the hadus. Sitvaniyot. The mutar and the chometz that comes out is going to be asur. Because since they're not edible, he didn't mean that. He meant the edible part. But you didn't say it. That's what he meant. So when it says at the end of the Mishnah, Hakamim matirim, ma she'asar tanakama sidvaniyot, Hakamim matir to eat the sidvaniyot, because they're osir the chometz itself. Now, just to more crystallize, if you have your charts, if you look at your charts, the article does provide a chart for us. To see the shitot, everybody find it where it is. Okay, let's go. You ready? We have three shitot over here. Well, let's go right to the middle shita because that's the easiest shita. Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, you see it's asur across the board. Temarim asur, vash temarim asur, sitvaniyot, chometz sitvaniyot, everything's asur. Okay, that's the clearest shita. Let's go to Tanakama, let's go across the board. Well, temarim is asur, vash temarim mutar. Good. Sitvaniyot asur. Fantastic. Let's go to Hakamim. Last shita, that's the Rabbi Shimon al-Azar. Temarim, well, both are edible. So temarim is asur, devash is asur. And here's the key. Sidvaniyot mutar, and chomet sidvaniyot asur. That was the chart that I got. He speaks that. It's exactly like the Ran said. Further, Hanoder min hayayin. Next Mishnah. Hanoder min hayayin. The guy comes along and says, I am not drinking wine. Mutar biyen tapuhim. He's permissible to have the apple wine. Stam yain means yain that comes out of grapes. Not the apple wine. Min hashemen, a guy says, I'm not drinking oil, eating oil. Stam oil is what? Shemen zayit, olive oil. Therefore, mutar b'shemen shum shemin. So we ought to have the sesame oil. Min advash, oh, guy comes and says honey. Interesting. Mutar b'dvash tebarim.
That's crazy.
Which means stamped vash is not vash temarim. At least in the language of people, which is the language
Torah.
Language of Torah, dvash is dvash temarim. It is a shemen udvash. But when we say nedarim, it goes after the vernacular of people. And since when people say honey, they mean, let's say, bees honey and things like that. So therefore, to be mutar to have the vash of temarim. Minachometz. Oh, guy says vinegar mutar bechometz sitoniyot. Because stamp chometz is regular vinegar, not the vinegar that comes out of these grapes that were not ripened yet. Umina kirishin. Kirishin is a type of leek. So, mutar bekaflutot. Kaflutot is also a type of leek that has, the mefarshim say, that has a bulb like on top of it, which is really a different type of, it's in the species, but a different type of... different type of look. It looks different.
Yeah, like a bulb or a head.
Right, it has a head on top of it. So therefore, the guy says, Kirishin mutar be kaflutot. Minayarak. A guy comes along and makes a neder against like vegetables. Mutar be yirakot hasadeh. He's allowed to have wild vegetables that grow in the field. Why? Shu shem levai. Because he added an extra terminology. Guy said, yarak. This is called yarak hasadeh. Yarak hasadeh is not included in yarak. Yeah, that more is like stuff you grow in your garden, you know, domestic stuff you grow. Mashaik and wild stuff that's just growing in the fields, that's going to be mutar. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Okay, let's read the Ran for a second. See the Ran, Matitin, all the way down. See Matitin, Harodem and Ayayin? Mutar b'yin tapuhin. Tekevan sheyesh lo shem levai lo mikri yayin stam.
Wow.
Right? Once already you add another name to it, this Tana says mutar. Yain is yain. This is yain tapuhim. To bring you added another word, different item. Mutar bekaflutot delo avi bichal kirishin. Right, kaflutot not kirishin. Mutar birakot the stam yarak lo mashma ela yarak gina. Garden. Right, when garden vegetables, not the stuff that grows in the outside in the fields. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Tanya, Hanodir min ha-shemen be'eretz Yisrael. A guy in Israel says what? Shemen, mutar b'shemen shumshemin. He's allowed to have the sesame oil. Ve'asur b'shemen zayit. Because tam shemen in Eretz Yisrael is shemen zayit. But in Babel it's the opposite. U'babel, asur b'shemen shumshemin. U'mutar b'shemen zayit. You see, because in Babel it's the opposite. They have more sesame oil than that. Not more. That's the oil that they use.
That's the standard.
Makom shemistapikim mizeh u'mizeh. But a place that you use both. So therefore, asur b'zeh u'mizeh. That's the Gemara says, Pshita, of course. We need the Gemara to come and tell me that. If they use both oils, the guy says Shemin, means both. Lo tzericha diruba minhad mistapikim. Let's say with the majority, let's say they use olive oil. But they also have sesame oil. Mao detema izil bataruba. Maybe I say go after the majority. Kamash ma'alan, sefek, isura, the chumra. That what? When it comes to the darim, you got to go to the chumra. And since, bottom line, there is another oil that people use, maybe that's what the guy had in mind. Right. They'll say that oil as well. And therefore, the hadush is, even though the majority is one, since the other one is used, it's going to be asur as well. Next case. Oh, then let's just give an introduction. We know during the Shemitah year, in Eretz Yisrael, which primary fruits do the people eat? The wild fruits that grow in the fields.
That's what you're allowed to eat.
Because that's what you're allowed to eat. You're really not allowed to eat the fruit that are growing in the private areas. Now that's going to be a very important for our Mishnah, because when a guy says, let's say, not in Shemitah, I am not eating yarak.
Okay.
Stam yarak in other years
domestic
means garden vegetables, right? But the opposite, when it comes to Shemitah, and he says, I'm not eating yarak, because stam yarak means what? A nut.
Not domestic.
Not the domestic, not the garden, right? Because that you don't eat garden vegetables during the Shemitah because it's private property. You have to eat only the ones that are in the fields. So it's going to make a nafka now. Which year did he make his neder? Now we start. Gemara says, "Hanoder min ha-yarak b'shar shenei shavua." In the other years of the Shemitah, asur b'yirakot agina. So it's going to be asur in yirakot agina. Because in the other years of Shemitah, you can eat garden vegetables. So when he meant yarak, he meant gina. Umutar b'yirakot ha-sadeh. But he's permissible to have yirakot because he never had that in mind. And he just said yiragot. However, the opposite. Asur bi yiragot asadeh, because that's his vegetables during the shaviyot. Umutar bi yiragot agina. Be permissible to have the garden and vegetables. Amar bi abu mishu rabi alina ben gamliel. He comes along and says, lo shanu ela vimkom she'en mivim yarak mechutz la'aretz. La'aretz. This is all talking about where they don't import, where they don't bring garden vegetables from Chutz La'aretz during the Shemitah to Eretz Yisrael. Ava b'mkom shmivim yarak mechutz la'aretz asur. Because bottom line, there is garden vegetables available even during the Shemitah. Because if Israel's exporting or importing, I should say, garden vegetables, so when a guy even during the Shemitah year is going to say, I'm setting myself from yarak, he doesn't only mean yarak asadeh. It means the yarak that also is coming in from the from the Husaris. So the only time that we say during the Shemitah that garden vegetables he didn't have in mind, that's only talking about where garden vegetables are not brought from Husaris. But if they brought it from Husaris, so they're available as well. So if it's going to be asur. Oh, so but the first rabbi didn't say that, by the way. This is the interpretation of the Hananiah ben Gamliel. The first rabbi just said, Stam, during the year Shemitah, garden vegetables are not included. And Hanan ben Gamliel came along and said, no, it depends if they import. He added. So it sounds like we have a machloket. So Gemara said, we do have a machloket. Ketana'e. En mivim yarak merchutz la'aris la'aris. One rabbi said, you cannot import goods.
At all.
We'll see why. Rabbi Hanan ben Gamliel, en mivim yarak merchutz la'aris. You can bring, no problem. So machloket if you're allowed to import at all. Maita amad, demand amad en mivim. What's the reason why you can't bring? Amar Rabbi and Meir Mishum Gush, because of the Gush factor. What's the Gush factor? The dirt.
The dirt
of Chutz La'aretz is Tameh. What's going to happen now? You're going to bring these vegetables to Eretz Yisrael. It comes with the dirt. Yeah. You're bringing now Tumah into Eretz Yisrael because the rabbis put a Gezerah of Tumat Chutz La'aretz on the land. Tameh. Right? Because they have the Tumah, Tumat Met, whatever it may be. They put it, the deen of it. So therefore, one Shita says, listen, if you're not importing, so the only fruit that you're really eating during Shemitah is Perot Sadeh. So when a guy makes a neder in Shemitah, Yerek, it means Yerek Sadeh. Because you don't import, because of the Gush factor, because of the Gush, the clumps of dirt. Mashiach, the Kodesh Torah says you do import. So in Shemitah you have Sadeh fruit and you have Gara fruit as well because they import. Therefore he means that as well. So it's based on that machloket. Comes the last Mishnah. Mina Kruv. Okay, Kruv is a type of cabbage. Okay, he was setting himself from Kruv. Asur b'sparagos. Okay, what is asparagos? So the Rambam learned asparagos is actually the juice, which is when you take any vegetable and you cook it, so the juice that comes out of that vegetable after you cook it is called asparagos juice. So the Hadush over here is even though he made Kruv asparagos, which means he cooked the Kruv up till he made it like, the water is all Kruv juice, doesn't matter. You will say the Kruv, but it doesn't all say the asparagos. Again, mina Kruv. I'm sorry. That's what said. Min akruv asur b'asparagos. Right? It is indeed asur from the juice of it. However, min asparagos mutar b'kruv. Reverse way doesn't work. Min agirisin. Okay, what is girisin? A girisin is like grits. It's like a bean. Okay, asur b'mikpa. It's gonna suit to have also mikpa. Mikpa is like a porridge. Not only the beans themselves, but if you made a porridge out of it, it's gonna be asur. Rabbi Yosef Matir. Rabbi Yosef comes along and says that indeed is mutar. Because he says, mikpa, that porridge that you make, is not considered girisin. Mena mikpa, but if you said the porridge, mikpa itself, mutar, girisin, it doesn't include girisin. Mena mikpa, asur. Now, in mikpa, how did they make this porridge? They used to put a lot of garlic in it. So when a guy comes along and says, I'm setting myself from mikpa, asur bishum. He's not allowed to have garlic. Rabbi Yosef Matir menashum. Okay, Rabbi Yosef says Matir. I'm sorry, if you say matir, comma. Menashum, a guy makes a nidda against garlic, mutad b'mikpah.
Of course.
Okay, that's going to be mutad to have the porridge, but he's just not going to be able to have the garlic. Mena adashim, we saw the shita already. Asur ba'ashishim. Okay? If you say matir, mena ashishim. Okay, I'm sorry, if you say matir, comma. Mena ashishim, if a guy's all said ashishim, that's the honey roasted lentils, mutad ba'adashim. Hita hitin shani toim. Guy was said a lot of words here. Hita hitin. Asur bahen ben kemar ben apat. It's asur to have the flour and it's asur to have even the bread themselves. Both. Because he said two items. Hita hitin. Giris girisin. He said two languages. Giris, singular. Girisin, plural. Shani toim. Asur bahen ben hayim ben mebushanim. You can't eat them in any which way. Whether you eat them raw or whether you eat them cooked. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kunam gris. Och itash she'ani to'im. Guy says in the singular language. I am not eating a gris. One. Or I'm not eating a. Hita mutal lakus hayim. You'll be able to eat them raw. Now I'll explain it to you why. Some people, they eat raw wheat. Roasted wheat. Yeah. And raw. That's lakus. You chew on them, right? Yeah, now, these items over here, when you roast them, they're like seeds. There's hundreds of them. You have a whole pile of them, right? Sure. When a guy's ossating himself from that item, he's not going to refer to them as chita. Because it's not one. It's a whole...
It's
chitin. Mashi'ekin, when you have cooked wheat porridge,
it becomes one entity.
So when a guy says chita, it's osir the tafshil of chita, nice. But it's not osir the dry roasted wheat because those are many. Right, because it's the individual, each one stands alone, it's not one big entity, as was said. So you understand the same thing with the girisin. When the guy says gris, greasy means the mixture of the whole...
Gris like me.
Right, the whole porridge, whatever you're going to call it. Masha'enken, the gris itself, meaning individual mutar, why? Because they're all separate. Understand? Look at the Ran. The Ran says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. The Ran really is on the right side over here. Okay, look at the word. Okay, let's read the Gemara first, then we'll see the last line. Tanya, Braita. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. Hita she'ani to'im. Okay, God makes an edit against wheat. Not having wheat. Asur le'efot. Okay, because hita. Hita singular. He's not allowed to have bread, because the bread is considered one entity. Right. But he can have the individual ones. Why? Fine. Comma. Hitim she'eni to'im. But if you said the plural language, that's reverse. Asur lakus, because those are individuals are a lot. However, umutal le'efot, because that's already
one entity.
And you said hitim. All right? Now, you said both. Hita hitin she'ani to'im. Asur ben lakus. Benefot.
Of course, good. Both languages.
Very good. Gris she'ani to'im, same thing. You said the individual, asur lebashel, because that's one entity, umutar lakus, because those are separate. Girisin she'ani to'im, asur lakus, because those are separate, umutar lebashel. Giris, girisin she'ani to'im, asur ben lebashel, ben lakus. Look at the last line. Chita she'ani to'im, asur lefot, de pat chita mikri. Pat chita, it's one. דאחד גופה נמהו, אבל חיתים, משהו על הכוס, זה שאדם כוסס חיתים חלוקים ביחד. You take many of them ביחד, you wouldn't call that. חיתה, that would be many. הדרן עלה, כנודר, מן המבושל. I'm just reading some runs over here on the עמוד ראשון. When it said, אסור מן המקפא, when a guy says, גריסין, he's אסור מקפא, why? תבשיל עב של גריסין, that's a mixture, it's a food of גריסין. Cooked by asur mishum de kalu mikpad de girisin. So girisin and mikpad de girisin. So therefore it's the same item. Good. The biyosei matir. Why is the biyosei matir? The be'atre kalu mikpa mikpa. They just called mikpa mikpa. Therefore when a guy says girisin, it doesn't include mikpa. Because you don't say mikpad de girisin, you just call it mikpa. Vu girisin, girisin. Asur bishum. So a guy came along and said mikpa cannot have garlic. Why? Mishum de mikpa kolel kol davar kafui ve'ava. It includes anything that's congealed and thick. The shum na mikaru mikpa. The shum they would also call mikpa al shem shememachin oto b'ma'at mayim v'nechad b'kach. Because you can't eat garlic straight. How do you eat it? You water it down a little, make it soft, and you eat it. So it's also called a mikpa.